Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, what's your go-to pizza topping?
All of them.
Seems like a combo.
You know, it just depends. Sometimes you're in a mood. You just got to go with pepperoni, of course. Well, sometimes just a veggie, you know.
Interesting you say that. Pepperoni is America's number one pizza topping. The average American eats 23 pounds of pizza per year.
Wait a minute. Let me write. 23 pounds?
Yes, that's 46 slices. So those are hefty slices. And that's a $45 billion industry.
Wow.
A year. You know, when I was a kid, you may recognize this kind of story. A fancy going out to dinner for us was Pizza Hut.
Yep.
It was the first time I'd ever really seen a salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
First time I'd seen checkered tablecloths.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dating myself,
but that
was a big family night out. Now you think about all the choices that are available for pizza. Neapolitan style, New York style, Chicago. I've recently discovered Detroit style, mm-hmm. where that cheese melts over the edge of the crust.
Oh.
And then, I don't know if you've had St. Louis style.
I have, yeah.
That's a cracker crust with provol, which is a special.
Provol, yeah. I think it's kind of a mashup of mozzarella and provolone.
Cheddar and Swiss.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, all
exactly.
right. You can't, it's hard to find around here.
It is. I'm still looking.
But
we'll keep each other posted.
Okay.
But I think if you're going to talk about pizza in Omaha, you have to consider the pizza pillars,
mm-hmm.
the people who have been doing it here for a long time. There's a huge history. We're just going to run through a few. Godfather's, been here since 1973. It was the fastest growing food franchise in 1977.
Wow.
There were 1,000 locations at its peak.
Amazing.
And you know, there are just two actors that it played the Godfather.
Oh, on the TV commercials. I did not know that.
I was in one of those commercials.
Were you?
Like 20
really?
Years ago. Yes.
You want to reprise it?
No.
Just do it. Come on, Dad. Okay.
La Casa's been around since 1953. Kind of captured the Neapolitan style for our town. And, of course, Pepe,
the
mascot.
Mandolin, the neon sign.
Featured in Alexander Payne's movie Downsizing.
Uh-huh.
Mama's been around since 1975. They have the classic beef pizza. Mm-hmm. That's their most popular. When the Hartwood family bought it in 1980, they wanted to change the name from Mama's, but it was too expensive to change the name. So good thing they kept that iconic name. Zio's been around since 1985. I mean, this is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those iconic commercials where somebody would be in New York.
In New York,
Take me to real New York pizza, and they drive them to Omaha. I thought that was super clever.
I forgot about those. Great, yeah.
Big Fred's been around since 1964. Mm-hmm. It was originally called the Skylark Lounge and Pizza Garden, and they named it after Fred, who was a Big Fred, and Lil Rose Bruning.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the hosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the one who's been here the longest, Orsi's, been around since 1919. That astonished me. And you can still get that full sheet pizza, which is 24 slices.
Yeah.
Great for parties.
And they've added more in-store dining now,
finally.
I haven't seen that.
I love that part of town, and I love their history, and I love their pizza.
Yeah, now I don't have to just sit out in my car eating it.
There's no shame in that,
Who's
Jeff?
That guy in the car eating?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Well, if you look at Yelp's top 100 in the Midwest, that they also name Tasty Pizza, Izzy's, which has the yellow school bus at Trucks and Taps, but now has a location, Manja, and Dolomiti.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really talk about pizza in Omaha without mentioning so many of the others. Pitch, Oscar's, Pisan's, Via Farina, which is opening a second location.
Yeah.
Noli's, Lighthouse, which has the biggest slice of pizza I've ever seen. Sortino's, Spin, Dante, Virtuoso Cops. It goes on and on. What a pizza culture we had. I tried to find out how many pizza restaurants we have in Omaha.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what the number is?
857.
Actually, no, I just made that up. I tried to count them myself as I was driving this week. So that's very unscientific.
So here's your homework, Diane. Go to each one.
All right,
and
I'm
start
on it.
Counting. And we'll split it up.
You know, Jeff,
divide and conquer.
If you are pining for pizza, join me.
Okay, Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie for Dish Omaha. Hope you can check out some pizza in the near future. Thanks a lot, Diane.
Bye.